Classic Business, Africa.
Well, for a conference as prominent as the annual Investing in African Mining Indaba, promising an event unlike any other is tough, but it's certainly what the organisers of next year's Indaba, which is set again at the Cape Town International Convention Centre, hope to achieve. The conference was sold by Euromoney to ITE a few years ago, and ITE has since rebranded to Hive Group, I think it is. And I've got Simon Ford, who's a portfolio director, and Tom Quinn, who's head of content at Hive Group, in studio to talk about something other than the World Cup. Bad luck, chaps.
we were definitely hoping that wasn't going to be brought up, but it's good to get it out of the way early.
Now, Simon, tell me a little bit about the reason for the rebrand, firstly.
Okay, so we're formerly ITE Group, who are a pure play events company and have been for 30 years. In September 2016, we underwent a transformation and growth program, which transcended and transitioned our business into something kind of brand new. So what we did is divest some of the events that we had, but we acquired market-leading events such as Mining Indaba, and essentially we transformed into a brand new business. And to really celebrate the success of the Transformation and Growth Programme, we thought that a new brand, a new company name to really emphasize who we are as a business and to really push forward our values as a business was important, and it was definitely the right time in September this year.
And the Investing in African Mining in Indaba, I think, is in its 26th year next
Correct,
year.
Correct, yes.
It really is an institution. But what had happened over the years, and when you bought the business from Euromoney, is that it had largely, certainly in the industry, been seen to become a trade show more than a deal-making conference. And I was chatting to your MD, Alex Gross, at the time, sometime towards the back end of last year, I think it was around November last year, and he said, don't worry, we're going to bring the deal-making back to the Investing in African Mining in Indaba. And I was there this year, I saw glimpses of it, but still some way to go.
Well, I think, I mean, from our point of view, just to re-emphasize the fact that we are the Investing in African, the biggest investment in Africa mining event anywhere on the continent. We have over 600 investors which came to the show in 2019. It's at the core and the heart of everything that we do. So all of our content is certainly geared around how can we attract investment, what do mining companies and other service providers need to be doing to ensure that the industry is attractive for foreign investment. So it's in terms of putting the program together, in terms of the people that we speak to, the stakeholders that we engage with, it's at the forefront of everything that we do. And looking at numbers for this year, we're tracking actually way ahead of where we were in the run-up to the 2019 event. So we're really confident and very much looking forward to the 2020 event, bringing forward many more investors as well.
How many thousand visitors did you welcome this year?
For the 2019 event, it was just under 7,000.
Just under 7,000, and you expected to top 7,000 next year?
Absolutely, yes.
And as I said, it is a forum that has always, at the Westin and all the hotels around the convention centre, attracted deal making. We're at that part of the cycle, Tom, where you're seeing a lot more interest. Very often it is also when investors can get burned, because you're almost at the top of the cycle and making projections out into the future.
Sure.
But from a content perspective, can you just give us a glimpse into what's on the programme agenda for next year?
Yeah, certainly. And I think you raised a really important point just now. The perception was Mining Indaba had lost its way a little bit in terms of a deal-making platform, and it had gone to more of a trade show. And really, our predecessors did a lot of groundwork in bringing up the quality of the content. So we are in a position where we can attract not just South Africa's, but Pan-African sea-level deal-making audience on the program as well as delegates. And I think some of the new innovations we've got coming up for 2020 are really exciting. So they speak to what's going on in the industry. The theme and the topic for 2019 was sustainability, which is very much still at the heart of what we do. We have an entire sustainability day at the heart of the event, whereas a few years ago it was...
It used to be tacked on right at the back.
Yes, yeah, yeah, when it was, in the industry... I think we see a reflection of that in the way that we're really thinking about how we put together the event, and the industry is now really taking on board sustainability. It's not just a buzzword. It's not just something that can be greenwashed anymore, and it speaks to the investor audience. So ESG and sustainability is absolutely critical to investment decisions now.
Yeah.
So we had the sustainability day. We also, for 2020, we're focusing on the digital revolution and evolution of technology in society and also in industry. So the theme is moving into that digitized economy. On that note, we've extended our Mining 2050 program to 2 full days. So that's going to look at a broad scope of the way that tech is informing and changing the mining industry. But also a new innovation for this edition is we're welcoming a lot more legal voices to the mining Indaba. So we have a dedicated general counsel or GC forum, which will happen at Indaba, where general counsels from many of the major mining operators can meet with local South African and Pan-African law firms, who then partner with the big international guys. So we have that collaborative audience, and that's a really exciting innovation that we've put together for 2020.
And critical in Africa, where mining royalty regimes and rent regimes are so pivotal to the investment case and the investment decision. President Cyril Ramaphosa gave a keynote address this year. Is there something similar planned for next year from the South African delegation?
Sure. Well, funnily enough, just this morning when we met with our advisory board here in Johannesburg, we have several key people on the board who really help facilitate those conversations with the president's office. So, of course, we're extending a standing invitation to the president to be integral to Mining Indaba. But we've an exclusive for you here. We met with the Honourable Minister's Mantashe's team last week at the African Oil Week in Cape Town, and he's delighted to be giving the opening address for Mining Indaba in February. So we've had some very positive conversations with Minister Bantashe's team about how we can build the dialogue between government, industry, and very importantly, the community, people like the faith leaders, and the alternative Mining Indaba, who we've brought in to the Mining Indaba to give them a platform and a voice at the event as well.
That's very interesting. They're usually picketing on day two or day three outside. Good to bring them in. Conversation. Yeah. Just don't mention Hazen Isle to the minister, and I'm sure it promises to be another fantastic event. It is the preeminent mining conference on the African continent. Thanks, chaps, and better luck next time in the rugby.
No hard feelings. You well deserved it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tom Quinn, head of content, and Simon Ford, portfolio director at the Hive Group, with a glimpse into next year's Investing in African Mining in Indaba here on Classic Business.